Hello, beauties. Hey, my name is Ingrid Turner. This is the Mystic Bitch Show podcast recording. We are about spirituality, psychic development, manifesting, all of that cool shit. We're here to talk about it. We're here to learn about it. We're here to ask questions about it. And we're here to implement it into our lives. Of you don't know me, I am a psychic medium and I'm a psychic development teacher, and I work with a very specific type of person. If you're new, Missy, listen up. I work with people who identify with terms like misfit, black sheep of the family. You never felt like you quite fit in anywhere. You didn't find your groove. You didn't really find your tribe. Not necessarily that you've had like a bad life and people have been terrible, but it's been like you don't quite fit. You are the people who are here to blaze a new trail, to usher in this new paradigm. I believe that with all my heart. I am one of you, and I am here to lift you up, to help you trust your damn self so that you can step fully into your gifts and step onto your stage and reach an audience as big as you can handle. So, if you're new here and that resonates with you, give me a follow, share out this live to other people who you feel like fall into this camp. There's more of us than there ever has been in the world because we are ushering in the new paradigm. We are bringing in the new motherfucking earth, and it is coming in on your backs. So I'm here to help you with that. One of the ways I do that is I use my gifts of opening up to divine spirit. I channel Holy Spirit for the people who need it to get you on your path, validate your experience. And I also teach psychic development. So I teach you how to tap in directly with the infinite. So you don't need me or anybody like me because you can do it. And if you want to learn more about that, check out my Stand store and the products and tools I have available there for really fucking cheap. To get you started right away on the path of trusting yourself, loving yourself, and bringing your gifts out into the world. This is very, very fucking important to me. So I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad you're going to check out the show. I'm glad you resonate with that. And if you're returning back, welcome. Thank you. This is more than a broadcast recording. This is a community that we're building here, and it's fucking epic. And I am so grateful for you. I am so grateful to be a part of this Mystic Bitches collective that we are creating here. Ah, awesome stuff. Okay, boom. Let's start talking. I came up with something recently that I recently implemented three components into my life that fucking revolutionized everything for me in a matter of like 2 months. It just changed everything. This approach got me a lucrative passive income stream. Passive income business that has just skyrocketed my income. This approach manifested, I was able to manifest unemployment that was stuck in the black hole of the EDD since 2020. It just showed up in my life unexpectedly. Bam, chunk of big old chunk right there. I manifested a new camper van that I'm going to get in a couple of months. I completely transformed my relationship. It's showing up in a way that is sweeter than it has ever been before, more connected than it's ever been before. And you know what I did to make this happen? Fuck all. I did fuck all, my friends. I did very little work. I did a little tinkering here and there. But mostly what I did is I prioritized these three things in my life like I never have before. And I'm going to tell you exactly what they are. And exactly what I do that has gotten me massive dollars in my bank account and a really loving relationships. All my relationships have transformed and more travel stuff. If you guys don't know me, I'm nomadic. I love to travel. It's a passion of mine. And so it's just feeding into that, feeding into all the areas of the life that I love. So how does that sound? Does that sound fucking amazing? Okay. I'm going to tell you what this is. So most of us, even those of us who are really looking for, really working on ourselves, self-seeking, seeking betterment, seeking spirit, most of us spend a lot of time lost in crappy energy. But it's not your fault. And it's not my fault. We stay lost in crappy energy because we are conditioned that way. So you were born in light and love and optimism and in a pure essence of just creative manifesting spirit expression. And if you go far enough back, you will be able to touch that. You will be able to recognize that in yourself. But very fucking early on, that is beaten out of us. We are told all the things that need to be told to shut us down. For whatever reason, at this time in our history, it is part of the human experience to shut down our authentic self-expression. And the journey is to open it back up again. That's the journey that you're on. We are opening this baby back up. Yes, we are. So the shift is possible and it's a lot easier than you think. The negativity, the stuck energy, the heaviness, the second guessing, the questioning, the not trusting, all of that can shift. And these are the three components that I've identified that has come really clear to me over the last decade or more of doing the fucking work, putting in the time, questioning, looking, evaluating, experimenting. The first is mindset. Okay, we have all heard that mindset, right? Okay, mindset, gotta do mindset work. What the fuck does that mean? Does it mean writing affirmations in lipstick on your mirror? Who's that helped? That didn't work for me. I tried it all. Writing affirmations in lipstick. It's pretty, it's cool looking. It's like picturesque, you get Instagram worthy. But writing down something in lipstick or saying words over and over again in the hopes that something will change is not mindset work. It's cosplay is what it is. It's acting. It's on a stage. It doesn't get deep into your heart. Mindset work gets deep into your heart. So first I want to identify what is sucky thinking. When you're in a sucky thinking place, things can't shift for you. Tell me if you have some examples. What's an example? So for example, pessimism, worst case scenario thinking. That's not going to work out for me. That never happens. That's just going to end in, you know, tears. That's not going to go well. Manage your expectations, that kind of thing. Right? What other examples do you have? Another example of stinky thinking, paranoia, assuming the worst about people. I know why that person didn't call me back. I know what they're thinking. They don't like me anymore. They're talking shit over there. Or my boyfriend is cheating on me, or whatever it is, immediately defaulting to some kind of negative outcome, assuming the worst about someone's actions. You don't know what somebody's motivation is. Why not assume the best? What's the difference? The difference is energy. Another example is being jealous or pissed off about somebody else's good fortune. Hearing stuff come out of you like, they're just lucky. Well, I can't do that because they had all this support, or they've got money, or they've got a husband who supports them, or whatever story comes up, some envy story about why somebody else is successful and you're not. Holding grudges, all right? Somebody done you wrong and you will not let it go. That is a choice, my friend. And you ruminate and build up resentments. Judging somebody who's different than you, somebody who's a different color, dresses differently, different gender, different way of thinking, different political party, judgment comes up. Well, yeah, well, you're wrong. Well, you're stupid. How could she wear that? Look at her belly. It's flopping out over her jeans. Why is she wearing a belly shirt? Right? These are examples of stinky fucking thinking. And it's something that most of us default to in at least some areas of our lives. I know I've really caught myself with that with a couple of these, you know, particularly the one that gets me most is the assuming the worst in people's actions. I really have to watch that. Whether somebody will not call me back, or my boyfriend won't text me or something. I'll be like, what's going on? Why is that? What are they thinking? What are they doing? You know, immediately my ego mind wants to go in and go, oh, let's go dark with this. That's a particular one for me. But these other ones show up for me too, intermittently and around different things. But yeah, some of these are really, really good. Thinking that you're not worthy. Yeah. What the fuck? Where did we get that message? What determines worthy anyway, right? Negative and degrading self-talk. So these are just some examples. So you can start thinking about and watching where your thoughts, boom, 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 take you down, where your mindset takes you down. Mindset, thoughts and energy, thoughts determine frequency and frequency determines thoughts. It's not one, two, it's it's a circle. It's a cycle. It's a cycle. And you have to start somewhere. And a really easy place to start, the easiest place to start, because most of us are in our heads all the time, is to go, oh, look at that. Now, here's the thing. Don't judge yourself. That's one way we can really get into some negative thinking, like thinking you're not worthy, being judged by everyone, afraid of being judged by everyone, not being true to yourself. Absolutely. These are all examples of like really stinking thinking. And what does the stinking thinking do? It drops your frequency. And when you drop your frequency, you can't have a wonderful life because you're a negative frequency believes the fears. A high frequency believes the heart. And again, I want to reiterate, this is not your fault. This is not your fault. This is something that was beaten into you at a very early age. And this is not your parents' fault. It's not their parents' fault. This is something where somewhere along the human line, something got corrupted. And every generation has been doing their best to live up to a fear-based story. And so you absorb this conditioning because you're human, and humans are incredibly malleable, which we can work to our advantage. We can really use to our advantage. We're incredibly malleable. And so you've been molded, conditioned. All I want you to think about now is having awareness. Awareness without immediately going to, oh, I suck. Oh, I'm judging somebody. I suck. Oh, I'm feeling not worthy. I really suck. Oh, I'm envious of that person. I suck. How about this? How about, whoa, I just had a judgmental thought about that person. Whoa. What can I do with that? Now that I've seen it, I have power and I can decide what I do with that thought. All right. So you begin to shift it. You begin to shift your thinking. But that's not all. Okay. Here's a step two to this. You start to acknowledge your thinking. Understand your thinking. Not understand, but like see it. See it for what it is. And then you begin to go, well, I could have a different thought. And you begin to ground in this sort of new way of thinking by putting it into action. All right, so let's take the examples of this, you know, these stinky thinking examples, right? Let's say you tend towards pessimism. Right? You tend towards like a, nothing's going to work out for me. No, it's not going to work out. Oh, that's going to be hard work. Oh, whatever it is. We've all done that. So you notice yourself tending towards pessimism. You go, oh, I'm going to flip that thought. And then you ground it in with an action. You go, oh, my new thought is I'm going to assume that that's going to work out for me. Eckhart Tolle said something brilliant. This Eckhart Tolle quote. If you don't know who Eckhart Tolle is, he would be worth checking out. He's a profound spiritual teacher. He said, behave as if you actively chose everything. Behave as if you actively chose everything. So whatever happens in your life, why don't you celebrate it? Even if it's like that did not turn out the way I want to, or I feel like this is going to go badly, this is crashing and burning. How about you put, what do? Maybe you throw a little party. Maybe you go get some friends and be like, we're going out for dinner. We're having a little celebration. This is working for me. This is fantastic. Right? Ground it in with an action. Let's say that you tend to assume that people have negative intentions when they don't do something you want, right? Or they do something that you're like, what the hell was that? Or that felt like a jab or whatever. You used to go, oh yeah, I don't have to do that. I don't have to assume that person has a negative intention. I don't know what their intention are. And you don't take it personally. You laugh like it's a joke. Or you send something, a funny response. Say you're boyfriend or girlfriend doesn't text you back and they normally do. And you start to get into this, like, why is that happening? Are they seeing somebody else? Are they, whatever it is, right? Whatever the story is that is hooking in with a negative assumption, send them a text and be like, playful text, something funny, something loving, give them an update. Like nothing has happened. Ground that new thought in with an action. All right. Let's say it's, you tend to be envious of other people and their good fortune. You see somebody on Facebook going, celebrate with me. I did something amazing or this happened. And your default negative response. And again, I want to reiterate this again. This is not your fault, honey. This is not your fault. This is conditioning. This is not a normal, natural, essential human experience. This is a conditioned human experience, which means you can shift it. which means you can shift it. So if you default to, God damn it, why doesn't good things happen to other people? Or like, that chick is always, she makes so much money. Or like, that couple are annoyingly annoying with their PDA. You're like, okay, I will, and you leave a comment on their post on Instagram, the nauseous making couple kissing. You go, you know what? You feel in your heart, I am happy for you. This is rocking. This is rocking. I'm really happy for you. Because when you are seeing somebody else succeed, that is the universe showing you that you too are able to succeed in whatever it is you want. You're able to have your version of that. It's always going to be your version, but it's some version of that energy. So get into celebrating. Take action to celebrate somebody else's wins. You know what is a really, really powerful practice that I put into place? Praying for people who piss you off. I know. Galling. I like to do my prayers for my people who I love in my life. And I've started praying for people who piss me off. And it's a game changer. Putting into action for people that you hold grudges for, that you're resentful about, that you don't like. Pray for them. Not pray for them to change. Don't pray for them to fall off a cliff. It will be tempting. Your ego mind will want to take you there. Even when they're not sorry. Here's my prayer. My prayer is, hey, I ask spirit to wrap them up in white hot light, to strip them of their pain and their trauma, their own toxicity, and to help them make decisions every single day to move into their highest expression, to move towards their happiest and most fulfilled life. And you would not believe the response that I'm getting, how people's attitudes towards me and my interactions with them has radically shifted. And it's hard because when you're in there, you're like, no, I don't want to give them my good energy. But it's incredible. It's incredible. So you take your new frequency, your new thoughts, and you ground it in. And when you ground it in, you begin to create not just the habit of new thinking and new mindset, you ground it into your body and into your experience and into your actions. And that is what helps make a permanent shift in the way that you're thinking in your negativity. I'm going to reiterate this again because I just feel like this needs to be said over and over and over again. This is not your fault. There's nothing wrong with you. You are living out a conditioned response. The conditioning all around us from our parents, from our media, from our culture, from our history, from everywhere, the conditioning is cutting you out at the knees. It is reminding you of your unworthiness because it's an old paradigm message. It's about fear and dominance and control. And you know what? We are not living in that energy anymore, which is why it's going to be really easy for you to shift this. And then the step three of this process is really fucking fun. So step one, we had the mindset, just acknowledging, ooh, look at that. Look at that unpleasant thought. Look at that negativity pulling down my frequency. You start to ground in the new frequency and the new thoughts. Your aura expands. Your vibration begins to raise. And then you start to see manifestations and good things coming to you. But first they come like this. Cool ideas. Ooh, I'm going to go do that. Oh, yeah, I'm going to check that out. I'm going to see. And it won't seem like any big deal, but you'll know it's an inspiration from your heart, from your higher energy, from your higher frequency. When it opens your heart and you go, ooh, it's like that. Or somebody might make a suggestion. You go, ooh, yeah, let's do that. That sounds fun. That's when these inspirations hit. And then that creates a cascade of energy that opens you up to everything you could possibly want. More money, better relationships, awesome career, all of this stuff opens up for you. And it opens up really quickly. And I'm telling you, it took me like 2 months to completely transform my finances and my relationship in a way that I had no idea was possible, especially in that short amount of time. Now, here's my exact practice, how I put this into place. So take note. Here's what I do every morning. I get up and I drink a glass of lemon water because it's awesome. And then I make my coffee. And while I'm making coffee, I just move my body. I'm just getting myself grounded in my body. I'm anchoring myself in my body. And when my coffee is done, I go sit down and I do my grounding meditation, which I think some of you have. And then I pray for friends and assholes. And then I put my hand on my heart. And then I set one intention for the day. My one intention is I want to feel good. And what I've learned is if I don't dilute that one intention with other things like I need to make some money, I got to do some work, I got to get this done, that is splitting my energy. And it's unnecessarily splitting my energy. It ain't about out here. It's about in here. And so I set that intention deep in my heart. I want to feel good. And then I spend the day noticing my thoughts, grounding in my new thoughts with action. And then I follow my impulses. And the results have been fucking astounding. So let me ask you, are you going to implement this? Are you going to try this? What do you think? Tell me how that feels. Tell me if that makes sense and resonates with you. What you put out is what you get back. Positive energy. It is really true. And here's the thing is you start to ground in the shifting of your thinking with action to back that up. Then you gradually stop having thoughts that are pulling your frequency down. By negative thinking, I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong. I'm just saying it's pulling your frequency down. And if you want the life of your dreams, if you want magic to happen every day, you have to feel good and you have to be in that high frequency. And I just want you to get out of the habit of causing yourself pain, of swimming around in conditioning that is not yours. You do not need to hang on to it. As soon as you make the commitment to let it go and you put this into practice, you will. You will, and things will shift. And I hope you keep coming back and telling me all about it. Because we're going to continue to grow this. We're going to continue to expand on this. Okay, we're getting some great questions here about psychic development. If you want to learn psychic development, you are in the right place. Steph saw a video about dreams. Can you elaborate more about those vivid dreams? So vivid dreams tend to be a sign of clairvoyance. Clairvoyance is clear seeing. It's when spirit rides your imagination. And when you're not using clairvoyance, your natural clairvoyance gifts in your waking life, it can show up in your dreams. You can very vividly. You have really vivid dreams as one sign of clairvoyance. I talk to myself a lot. Me too. When I was a kid, I used to narrate my own life in the third person. I don't really do that anymore, but I distinctly remember doing that. I'm here because the six signs you're psychic. Very cool, my darling. Tell me what other questions you have. Anything I can clarify, I'd love to. This is the place to do it. Hey, Vicky, I used to be psychic and could walk in my dreams. I've had so much going on, lost ability. So here's the thing, and I see your question, Sean, too, just above. I'll get to that in a minute. We don't lose our psychic abilities, but sometimes they go down. Like we disconnect from them. And the reason for that is because sometimes we just need to be in the human experience. We just need to be in the body. We're not really designed to be open up to spirit all the time. We're designed to be human. We're here to be human in this fixed experience with our point of consciousness at this ecstatic point in creation. And so sometimes it'll seem like spirit cuts us off or we lose connection, but it's more like, you know, a veil's going down, like a curtain's going down, because you need to focus on you. You need to focus on more practical human things. Maybe you need to focus on your relationships. You need to go do those human things. They don't go dormant exactly. I guess you could put it that way. But They focus on your human experience and you can trust that they will return. And they may have changed as well. They may have changed. If you find it helpful, you can go to my Stand store and download my Psychic Development Starter Bundle. In there is clearing meditations, but there's also a meditation that will help you identify your strongest clairs. You may find that it is shifted for you and you are not recognizing your intuition, your psychic abilities coming up. That could be it. Clairvoyance clarifies. So what is clairvoyance? Clairvoyance is clear seeing. That means you see visuals in your mind's eye. Now it's different for everybody. It may be literal. It may be symbolic. It often shows up in your dreams if you're not using it in your waking life. All of our psychic gifts will show up in our dreams in different ways when we're not using them in our waking life. So Clairvoyance is when you see images. You might see, again, things that are really symbolic to you. So you may need to learn your language of spirit, or you may see things very literally. For example, somebody might say, oh, I want to introduce you to my friend Joe. And you see a vision of Joe. And you meet Joe, and it looks just like the vision that you had. That's more of like a literal clairvoyance. But clairvoyance can also be symbolic. I once saw John Edwards on a TV show. He's a very famous medium. And he knew the name of the spirit that was coming through was Michael, because he saw a vision of a toy he had when he was a kid, and his middle name is Michael. And so he like kind of put these symbolic things together, and he was able to glean information that way. And it just takes practice. It just takes practice. If you identify as clairvoyant, then what you want to do is start to document your vision. Start to slow yourself down. Be like, what am I seeing? And then kind of wait for it to come clear, or what you think it means. And then that will help you build your language of spirit. Like a spirit language book would be a really good thing to create. And I should add that to the bundle. Speaking of which, the Psychic Development Bundle, if you buy the Psychic Development Bundle, I'm always updating shit because I'm highly creative and I've always got new ideas for things that I've already created. So I send out to people who own the bundle, I send out updates. And so I've got something I'm working on, an update for the bundle now. And you get that for free. So once you buy the bundle, you get updates forever. Right? For as long as I do updates, and you don't have to pay any extra. So it's $8 in my stand store. Go get it if you want to learn your psychic development gifts. Like if you want to really start honing in on that, that's going to be really helpful for you. Dreams about giving birth are usually about a new phase in your life, symbolically usually, unless you're somebody who has prophetic dreams. Prophetic dreams are when you dream something and it comes true. If that's the case, then maybe you're actually going to have a baby, but you will know whether that's true for you or not. What is that feeling that something bad is going to happen and you need to check in with family? So sometimes it's just fear. Sometimes we just have a fear story and we run around and make sure everybody's okay. But if you've had that feeling, and when you've had that feeling, you like something bad has happened and you know it's going to happen, that's called claircognizance, which means a clear knowing, when you know something is going to happen or you know something about a situation. But it can also just be fear. So if it doesn't actually come to pass, then you're not dealing with intuition, you're dealing with a fear story. I have very vivid dreams and I ask anyone looking over me to speak through my dreams. Is that dangerous? It shouldn't be. It really depends on your frequency. So our frequency determines who or what can get to us, which is broadly what we were talking about during our topic for today, is raising your frequency brings in all the wonderful things in life because you're following your heart. You're lit up and excited. When you have a low frequency, then you draw in things that are fear-based. And that is true of spirits, entities, that kind of a thing. If you have a good frequency and you're overall like a happy person, you're not like really spinning out in negativity or have a lot of really difficult stuff going on in your life, it shouldn't be a problem. If you have any question about it, a simple practice is to set your intention and set up some protections before you go to sleep, and therefore not allowing anything negative or anything that's not a match for your highest good and highest expression to come to you in your dreams. And that is really as simple as saying a prayer. Say it in a prayer. All right, my love. How do you use them in your waking life so it doesn't show up in your dreams as much? Excellent question. And it's through psychic development. That's what my psychic development starter bundle is for. In that bundle, it's available in my bio, link in bio, in my stand store. I have energetic exercises for getting your energy right, psychic protection, energy clearing, how to identify your strongest psychic senses and how to put them into use and start trusting them and seeing the evidence of it. That's in my stand store. And that's how you want to get started today. Dreams are more like seeing through someone else's eyes, but they're usually about pain or death. We're going to go far out there. Ready? So when we are, everything that is happening simultaneously, which means that you and I are having this experience at this point in creation. And at the same time, we're having the same experience, but it's going slightly differently. So we're having a slightly different experience. And that goes on out into infinity. And so what that ultimately means is we are one. We are everyone. And so we have the ability to step into whatever perspective we want, or sometimes can accidentally do so. And so I feel like what's happening is when you're sleeping, you're able to slip into another human, another pointed experience of consciousness Right, in creation. Now, if it's about pain or death, that's a frequency thing that you got to work on. Why are you going to that place? Why are you going to that experience? It would be beneficial for you to put a spiritual practice into place, to do energy work, to put up protections, and to work on expanding your frequency so you no longer have to put yourself through that, especially since you're not even experiencing it at this point of creation, which is where you're meant to be focused. I've been trying to focus during the day, vivid dreams every night for months. You know, I've been having a lot of really vivid dreams too. And normally I kind of outgrew vivid dreams because I'm always using my intuition in my waking life, whether I'm doing like readings or whatever. So this is a particularly heightened time for dreams, I feel. I've been meeting a lot of people who are having all kinds of vivid dreams and weird dreams. I think what might be really helpful for you, Naomi, is when you wake up, grab a journal and write down your dreams so that it dispels it. And I think that will help you move it out and help you focus more. I have watched your video. I have all that and more. I really don't understand it. Can you help? Yeah, the best way for me to help you, if you have a specific question, go ahead and ask it here and I can try and address it. But if you want to help developing those psychic gifts and understanding those psychic gifts, go to my Stand store and get my bundle. It's $8, folks. It's $8 in my Stand store. Go get it. Can people see energies? Sometimes I see waves in the air. Not sure if it makes sense. Absolutely, people can see energies. And everybody sees it differently. Okay. Everybody sees energy differently. Sometimes they get an impression. Sometimes they see it in their mind. Sometimes they see it physically. I had a teacher who said that one of his students perceived auras by hearing tones, right? He didn't see a color. He heard a tone. So everybody does it differently. To get the bundle, go to my profile. Okay, so go to my page. You're going to see a link called Stand Store, and you're going to click on that, and the bundle is right there. And you just click on that, pay the $8, and you'll download the bundle right to your device. So good. So good. I'm so excited. Every time you guys decide to go ahead and get that bundle and start on this journey, I feel ecstatic because I know that you are headed towards your fucking best life. Because when you trust yourself, when you get rid of your gunk and you do the energy work, you are become unstoppable. And I know the people that I'm attracting are here to do great things. I've seen it over and over and over again. And I'm so pleased for you. And I'm pleased for me too, because I get to show up here and hang out with you. I can feel it when someone passes like a week before it happens, and then I get headaches the day after. So tell me how you feel it. Do you feel emotional? Do you see it? How does that come about? Give me a little more details, my darling, and I'll help you understand what gift that is. I feel like I'm looking at you and you are what my goals are for myself in the future. Great. Stick around, honey. It's a good life, I promise. If you like it, come on, get on board. Let's roll. We're having so much fun. What does it mean when you keep dreaming about death? Are your dreams typically prophetic or are they more symbolic? Me, I don't really, I have had one or two prophetic dreams that blew my mind, but for the most part, mine are very symbolic. So for me, if I was dreaming about death and it's symbolic, it's more like transformation. It's, if it's death of myself, you know, transformation. It's death of other people. You might be having some fears come up. Is telepathy similar to one of the clairs? Can I develop it? Yes, you can. It is similar. Telepathy will show up via one of your clairs. So if you happen to be very clairvoyant, you'll probably see things. If you're clairaudient, you'll hear things. And telepathy is picking thoughts out of other people's heads. I have a great story for you about telepathy that was so funny. So I was in line at the bank and I had to get out. I think the sum was like $1,700, right? I had to get out $1,700 for a procedure I was going to have. I had to go get cash. So I'm standing in line at the bank and there's a woman in front of me and we kind of connected energetically. You could just kind of feel it. We just kind of look at each other and give each other a little smile. And I was like, oh, I like her. Yeah, I like that one. And she gets up to the teller and I could hear the conversation because I was standing right behind her. And the teller says, she says, I want to get out $700. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. I'm getting out $1,700. And then the teller repeats it back to her and she goes, what? $1,700? No, just $700. And I laughed because what had happened is she hadn't misheard the teller. She picked up my thought of $1,700 and it was similar enough to her $700 that she got really confused for a minute. That happens to us all the time. people who are real telepathic. And, you know, like telepathy, empathy, when you're absorbing other people's shit, it can be very, very confusing. So it's a good idea to develop these and to learn tools and energetic tools and practices and clearing and set yourself up for success with this so that you can use this in your day-to-day life and not be overwhelmed by it. So it can be a benefit to you. You can use it to help you make decisions, to help people that you love, to, you know, doing readings is really, really cool. And maybe a lot of you want to do reading. It is really fun. It is a really cool experience, but you don't have to. Not everybody who I've taken through psychic development, some very, very good psychics and mediums, have done it with other people. They use it for their own well-being because you can trust yourself to make the decisions that are right for you in your life because you're tapped into spirit, you're tapped into your intuition and your energy. It's really, really cool. I feel it. And when they pass, I get a headache. So help me understand the feeling more. Is it like an emotion? Is it a sensation in your body? Is it a, they're going to die kind of knowing right away? If it's a, they're going to die knowing, like that knowing pops in, that's called claircognizance, which is clear knowing. If you get a feeling like you feel it in your heart, that's clairsentience or an empath response. If you hear a voice tell you they're going to die, that is a clairaudient response, right? So that's what I meant by like, what does the feeling mean? So you can kind of, but again, going and getting my psychic development starter bundle, the $8 bundle, is going to help you identify how you receive psychic information. It's going to help you sift and sort what's valuable and what's not and how it comes through. I see little sparkles of light in my vision, and sometimes when I close my eyes to go to sleep, I see faces. Okay, that's mediumship. The sparkles of light are spirit. I see that too. That's really fun. I'll see little zaps and pops here and there. I'll be like, whoa, right on. And it's usually when my frequency is flying up here really high, I start to see these manifestations of what I call divine spirit, which is like higher consciousness entities and beings, right? And seeing faces, that's a sign of mediumship. It's clairvoyant mediumship. So if you're open as a medium, you're going to find that spirits will sometimes just bombard you just because you're open. They're just checking you out. It so often doesn't mean anything. They're almost never for somebody. Like, you'll know because you're intuitive if they're coming in with a message for somebody. A lot of times they're just checking you out, which was a weird thing for me to realize too, because I'm one of those people, I see faces all the time. I actually see faces when my eyes are open and I'm going through my day, but I'm so used to it, I just ignore it. They don't even impact my reality. When I close my eyes, I see them more vividly, but I always know when a spirit is there for somebody because it's like they grab hold of me and I start yawning because it shifts my frequency. And so my students, and now when they see me yawning, they're like, who's here? And then I'll be doing mediumship. And maybe some of you have seen me do it, you know, on lives or whatever when it happens. Mediumship happens when it's meant to happen. It's not something you can force. It really depends on a lot of different factors. I predicted 8 people's deaths in my dreams. I have 3 in the pipeline, possibly. It's a love hate. That is a challenging. It's challenging to be the person who knows things, who just knows things unequivocally. Set an intention, say a prayer, and ask for guidance on that. Like, what can I do with this? How can I be of service with this? How can this be more of a pleasurable experience for me? I am a complete spiritual being. I know I need to harness it all. So keep coming back, my love. Go to my stand store, folks. I have some tools there that will really help you. I have a psychic development starter bundle. I also have a masterclass available, Fearful to Masterful. It is a private podcast audio course, and it's got a community forum attached to it, and it's all about conquering your fear. It's a really good adjunct to what we were talking about today with our conversation around mindset and frequency and learning how to conquer your fear, learning how to understand what is fear and how fear manifests and how it shows up. Anything that pulls down our frequency is a fear-based thing. Anything that is negative is coming from fear. And again, fear is a conditioned response. Yes, we have fear, but we are conditioned to overlay that with all kinds of stories that take our down and take our frequency down. So that is only $11 for that masterclass. So these things are things that can really help you and help you harness, like you say, I love that you use that word, harness your gifts, your abilities, your magic, your energy, and start creating, not creating, but letting in the life of your dreams, what is wonderful for you. Here's the God's honest truth. Most of us have no idea what's going to make us happy because we're with our mind. We're taking our mind and going, I want that, and I want that, and I want that. And you're thinking about things that you think will give you a certain feeling. But the truth is, you know how you want to feel. Knowing how you want to feel, game changer. And then putting that into practice, putting that into play. All right, my loves. Thank you so much. Go to my bio if you want to know more about me. If you want to learn your psychic gifts, go download the Psychic Development Starter Bundle. That will help you put it to use right away. If you want to learn more about me, follow me on the Mystic Bitch Show, binge the podcast, come back here for next week's recording. I fucking love you, and I'll see you soon, okay? Thank you all.